Welcome to the Dream Life is Real Life podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Hermanson. I know it might seem cheesy or cliche, but if you've got a sleeping giant inside of you, or you just feel like you're made for more, then there's no coincidence you landed here on the Dream Life is Real Life podcast. Listen, as a girl from small town Wisconsin who decided to go all in to her dream life vision, I know how crazy it can feel to chase after wild ideas. Since leaving my 9-to-5 job in academics back in 2015 to becoming a yoga teacher, a life coach, and now a digital nomad currently living in Merida, Mexico with my husband and Labradoodle, I know that all the cheesy cliches are true. I've watched a lot of my dream life become my real life right in front of my eyes. Oh, and I've learned a whole lot about sales, business, and marketing along the way, and I want to share all of that with you. So here, you can consider me your friend and mentor. As a certified business coach, success trainer, international speaker, author, and copywriter, I've helped hundreds of coaches and entrepreneurs build, scale, and enjoy their online businesses. So here on the show, you'll find the real people, concrete tactics, and weekly motivation and inspiration to make your dream life your real life. I'm going to let you into the nooks and crannies of these dream lives and dream businesses and offer lots of real talk along the way. Because to be a true leader in whatever you're endeavoring in your life and to create a legacy that you're proud of, you need a tribe lifting you up with you on the journey. And I've made it my mission to be that partner with you. Because after all, we are all in this together. By the way, if you'd like some help improving your business and life, then we just might be able to help. Head on over to dreamlifeisreallife.com to learn more about what we do and how I might be able to personally support you and just continue this conversation in making your dream life your real life. All right, let's get to it. Hey, today we're hanging out with Allison Chavez, who is a prosperity and success coach for ambitious, God-centered women. She teaches women how to get phenomenal results with ease, bend time, and space so they can achieve their goals without hustle or grind and really reshape their reality in feminine energy. No more constant pushing. How much do we talk about that on this show? We are here to cancel bro marketing. So it's good you're here, Allison.
I love it.
Allison is a sought-after speaker on mindset, prosperity, universal laws, and success strategies. She's also the best-selling author of The Prosperity Approach. Her work has been featured on CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, and hundreds of television, newspaper, and magazine outlets. Allison believes that change is necessary on your success journey, but the struggle isn't. Her mission is to end the struggle and bring joy to the lives of millions of women, around the globe. You are in the right place, my friend. We want to be on that team. Yes.
Awesome. I'm so excited to be here, Hannah. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't mind, I'd love to start with in the deep end.
I love the deep end.
Right in, because I am someone who's like on a spiritual path, as we all are. And I've learned that God-centered means something really different to different people. So what is working with God-centered women mean to you?
To me, it means working with a power much higher than yours. So my vocabulary is God or Heavenly Father. Other people's vocabulary might be infinite intelligence or universe or energy. Just understanding that it's not you and your own brilliance that you're working with, but you're working with a power that's much higher than you are. And you want to have a relationship with that power.
Yes. I think that's so helpful. I was raised Catholic and did a lot of that like work. Like I even was like a CRE teacher, Catholic religious education teacher when I was in high school. And then over this last decade, I've really redefined what that means to me. Like you said, you say, you know, Heavenly Holy Father, but I always like to just frame that so folks know kind of what context we're coming from. And really it is that higher being, source, the universe, energy, love.
Yes. So I think yes.
A lot people can resonate with that, and permission for listeners to think of God as whatever your bigger power is.
Yes. And if you are in an organized religion like I am, then that works too. I just want to make sure that we all know we're on the same page, talking about the same kind of energy, the same kind of love, the same kind of power, regardless of what we call it.
Yeah. And I'm curious, which came first for you? Was it business and entrepreneurship, or like religion and being on the spiritual journey? Because I feel like most folks that are on the show either wanted to do a business and had that entrepreneurial mindset and then got exposed to this whole world of like manifestation and the laws of the universe and, you know, energy games. Mm-hmm. Or they had some personal experience with a paradigm shift, or, you know, their energy in their life radically changing that then led them to entrepreneurship. So which do you think for you was it?
I would say the spirituality and energetics and the paradigm shift happened first, but I've always had a bit of an entrepreneurial spirit. But God had to like smack me in the middle of the forehead with that beautiful spiritual 2x4 for me to get the courage to actually like branch out into entrepreneurialism.
Take us there. What was that moment for you to finally go all in, if you will?
Do you know, it really was the death of my brother, quite honestly. And there were a lot of other mitigating circumstances at that time in my life. And this was like 11 years ago. This was a long time ago. And I felt abandoned. I felt abandoned by God, and everything in life except my family relationships were completely falling apart. And I felt like God was using me as like the science experiment, and he had this clipboard and he was like, let's see how she handles this. And he'd toss it, and then I would not do well. And he'd make a note, didn't handle that one well. Mm-hmm. And so I got mad, quite honestly. And I, for the first time in my life, like I wouldn't speak to God. And I don't have a naturally rebellious spirit. I mean, I've definitely got some rebel in me, but you know, I'm not naturally like, you know, stick it to the man or giving my finger to God, except in this instance, I kind of did. And I stopped praying. I stopped reading scriptures. I only continued to go to church because we had 4 young children at the time. And that was important to me to give them a solid foundation. But I didn't feel anything when I went to church. But it was very interesting because, you know, we can only connect the dots backwards, and God never left me. Like I left him, but he never left me. And he guided me to people that were in the energy work, like in the energy field. They were energy field sounds really weird, but you know what I mean? Like he guided me to more spiritual people that would help me with energy because I didn't understand it, but I knew I was really intrigued by it. That's when I really dove into universal laws, because up until then I was a little bit scared that they wouldn't like match with my religious beliefs, but they do really, really beautifully when you understand how they work. And like I was guided there, and I had teachers that were just brought right to me right when I needed them. And finally, when I was able to like settle down for just a minute and see that like life was working out and everything was okay, then God was like, all right, now let's go. Now let's do this. You have a light, you have a message, and you got to make a business out of this. And I had repaired my relationship with him enough over the course of about a year, year and a half, that I was ready to do whatever I was nudged to do, even though it was really, really scary for me at that time in my life.
Yes. Oh, wow. And congrats, like kudos on listening to the nudge. I think you would still be like, you know, dealing with it in the middle of the night if you hadn't listened to it at some point. But wow, it's easy to ignore those and say, this isn't for me or not right now. So
for sure.
So we're kind of, you know, alluding to this fact that I think most business owners totally understand, and that's business and personal development are the same thing. And like spirituality and this business development thing is just like always interwoven. So having had that experience where you moved away from God and some of those things that you believed and you kind of came back, I remember one of my teachers talking about it like a rubber band. Like you said, they never leave you, but it, like you're always kind of in a dynamic relationship. What lessons have you carried through with you from that time of distancing yourself? How do you now kind of use that era or some of those lessons to help you show up moving forward, like in your business? Are there spiritual practices that you have a lot of faith in, or have come to rely on since
then?
Oh,
for sure. For sure. So let's fast forward a few years. So like I told God, like I'd do whatever. Okay. I was really scared. I didn't have belief in myself when I first moved forward. And I think, you know, like to your point where building your own business is like personal development on steroids and crack and heroin and like all of those things to the nth degree. It's such an immediate deep dive into personal development because immediately you get blasted by all of your fears and your demons and your limiting beliefs. And I was certainly no exception to that, but I really trusted that God knew the path and that I was finally on the path. So I would walk the path, but I made it so much harder than it actually needed to be because of my own belief about my level of enoughness and my ability to create success. And was I actually going to make a difference? And so I got on the path and then I scaled my business to multiple six figures in just over 2 years. So we were making about 20 grand a month and I'd never made that kind of money before. And I was absolutely terrified to make a mistake so that I would lose it. And I also didn't feel like I was actually competent as a businesswoman. So it was like all of this stuff going in my mind. And because your results will always match your subconscious beliefs, my business began to tank. And the harder I worked, the faster it fell. And it wasn't until like we hit the bottom, we were in like a financial free fall for about 2.5 years. It was very intense. I don't recommend it. It didn't need to last that long. I made it last much longer than it needed to. But when the dust finally settled, I think that's when God could actually really, really work with me. Because I'd said all the things like, God's my senior partner and all of that. But I forgot to include him and trust with everything, like, and calm the heck down. Like it's okay. And I was treating my business as if I was in this sudden death match all the time, instead of just like, let's learn how to flow. That's why I love that you talk to your audience about like getting out of hustle and getting out of grind and being in the feminine and all of that. Cause that is connecting with God. Right. Yeah. There. Yeah. That is connecting with God and God's characteristics. And he needed me to start loving myself a little bit the way he loved me, mm-hmm. and to see myself more the way he saw me, as a work in progress, as everything's always working out for me. He always has my back. Everything is always working out for me. And it's okay.
And that is what living in the feminine or building your business in the feminine energy looks like. I think there's a lot of like woo and like, oh, touchy feely stuff around this, mm-hmm. but it's showing up every day and knowing that I'm supported and that everything that is happening for my higher good. It's a part of this journey. And I think in the first few years of business, that's really common what you were describing, as you show up and you like hustle and fight and put out fires and you're just kind of like reacting to stuff and how is this happening and who gave me the keys to this business and like all that, you know, energy. And there is a time and place in your business where you got to hit the sidewalk and you have to put in some of the reps and there's like some of that grit that you need. But what we're talking about here is looking at your business for the decade, not for today. Mm-hmm. And when I've been able to adopt this mindset that like, okay, it is all working out for me, I'm kind of curious to see how this unfolds, having learned that I'm not in total control of everything. Like one of my coaches is like, she's like a broken record. Like, again, Hannah, you don't have to control everything in the universe. It's like, right. Things are working out. You're right. You're right. But for me, that was a really big mindset shift. But what I'm saying is moving my business into that energy is exactly the tactics and the energy. It's like both of those things that help you scale sustainably, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Server.
That's where it starts, but that's not where it stops. And I think this is where ambitious women go off the rails a little bit because they know how to do masculine. Like, lady, we have got masculine dialed in. Yeah, I mean, you want to talk bro marketing, like we know it. And business is masculine. Systems and structures and automation, that those are all masculine characteristics. And those are really, really good. But we have to lead with the feminine. And what I find is with a lot of highly driven women who have reached a certain level of success in their business, they're totally burned out because they've been a masculine all the time. So they flip completely over to feminine and they don't do a damn thing. And they're just like, I'm just going to breathe and I'm just going to let things happen. And I'm like, okay, but that also is not feminine. It really isn't. That's escapism and that's numbing. And that's also, I like to call it petulant princess. That's not being feminine and being directed by your feminine. The feminine is the experience. Like you said, it's the curiosity. It's the unknown. It's let's just be here for the ride. But we got to let the masculine also support the feminine with the systems and the structures, especially if you're going to scale. Like you can fly by the seat of your pants until you hit, I mean, honestly, probably 500,000. You can just like let it slide and just have you and a VA just doing stuff because you feel like it and not really having anything really into place as far as a system is concerned. But if you really want to scale to high six figures and then sevens and multiples, you've got to let the masculine come in to support the feminine.
Totally.
So I love that direction.
That leading with feminine. Cause I was that prototype, right? Of like hustle to get to six figures. Uh-huh. Then become my own biggest bottleneck.
Yes.
Like, I just don't have more Hannahs in the day. Not even hours. Just like there weren't enough of me to do the thing. Mm-hmm. And then the feminine came in, which is like, okay, build a community, like hire a team, like share the opportunity. But even that wasn't enough until it was supported by the masculine. And I love this kind of caution of when the pendulum swings and you get really burnt out and you're like me and you just want to be like, I'll be all feminine and manifest this and have my community drive this. It's like, yeah, but like, what are the standard operating procedures for these community members?
But my hack with that,
because I want to live in the feminine. I want to live in the, like that feeling. And so systems for sure, but also like the power of delegating has really helped me find this balance. So when in your business did you move from being a solopreneur to a business owner, meaning you started to like build your team? When did that become a need for you? Or
it like really, I had scaled to 500,000 and I was like, I can't keep doing this on my own. I need some extra support. And so it really was a couple of years ago that I started just like, really, like I need more hands on deck here, because I was doing the things that with all due respect, like a trained monkey could do, right? Like if I could train somebody else to do this, then somebody else needs to do this so that I can lead with my feminine, which is the vision. Yeah. And be the visionary and have somebody else build the system who loves the system and the structure behind it to support that. And so when it was starting to feel really heavy to me, like, and now I got to get the video rendered and then I got to get the video uploaded here and then I got to get over there. I'm like, I don't need to be the one to do this. And so I think the most powerful question that my then mentor said was, you need to ask yourself, can someone else do this?
Yeah.
Because if somebody else can do this, then you need to find somebody else who will do this. And there are a million other people who love to do that. They absolutely love to do that. And so if I don't have to do it, then I need to find somebody else who will do it. And being able to delegate is a powerful form of leadership. Especially
kind of addicting too.
It is because
now
I'm like
a genius. Who can help me with this? Like
yes.
That is the routine I've gotten into now. And we talk about this on the show all the time. Like live in your zone of genius next to other people in their zone of genius, and the universe just works better. And this has been key for like the scaling and getting more results with more ease for me. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to dive into your take on that, because I know this is what you do. You help people bring more ease and prosperity into their world. Mm-hmm. So walk us through your process and how you help, you know, women get these kind of results.
Well, the first thing you have to do is decide that you are a successful, savvy businesswoman. And for me, I threw spiritual in there. I'm a successful, savvy, spiritual businesswoman, because I think too many of us will not own that until somebody else gives us permission to be a really great business owner or a businesswoman. And so you've got to own that first and foremost in your mind, because you have to start thinking like a very successful CEO who lives in her feminine, because I don't believe that I put on a pencil skirt and some fun earrings and then that makes me feminine if I'm in masculine energy all day long. It doesn't. It just makes me, it makes me a pretty, shorter, less hairy man. And I'm not, I'm a woman. And so I need to think like a successful feminine leader and start making those decisions from that viewpoint rather than, well, I'm just having a good time here trying to make a difference in the world and living in the flow, right? Like it's a completely different mindset. But the mindset happens from a decision. Like that's when you get yourself really in the game of scaling your business, but doing it on your terms. Because I don't know if you've experienced this, Hannah, but I haven't seen any really, really high, like multiple 7, 8, 9-figure female CEO that lives in her feminine. They're very beautiful, but they're very masculine. They're all about the systems. They're all about the structures. They're all about the procedures. And I'm like, you know, I did that and I don't like it. I have to lead with my feminine. I have to be in my feminine. And then also, since I'm really good at masculine, like all of us are, then I can get into that really quickly. But I got to lead with my feminine. So what would a successful, savvy, spiritual, 7-figure businesswoman do in this situation? What would she think in this situation? And, and if you come up with a gosh, I don't know, then you talk to somebody who was already doing it and ask for guidance from them. What would you do in this situation? Like, and that's why you speak to community, and community is all about the feminine. That's one of the characteristics of femininity, is the we and the collective and the community. And so create a community where you're not the smartest person in the room, and you're also not the one making the most money, because then you've got somebody who has been in your shoes now, and you can say, okay, this is a gap, but I'm not quite sure how to close this gap. I'm not quite sure what to think or how to think in this situation. And so like, that's what I did. Like I found somebody who is where I want to be, who has the team around her and the community around her. And I'm like, teach me.
Yeah.
Teach me.
Absolutely. Making that decision. I mean, I have like a sticky note that reminds me of like how I'm running my, you know, X size business. And I've got those reminders in front of me, and because I'm really am training myself to make that question shift, make that mindset shift of like, how am I going to do this? No, we can't even ask that question anymore. Yeah. Who can help me with it? What would my multi-million dollar self do here? Right? Like living into that and making those decisions based on where you want to go, not where you are now, and community. Yes. All of that. Now, one of the things I want to drill into, if we can, I told you I'm going into the deep end here.
I love it.
Is your idea of spending time. So I'm familiar with like timeline therapy, or like collapsing the timeline as far as like visualizing your goals. But I'd love to know what is that to you? What is time? To you.
Totally different and so fun. Super, super practical. The feminine can bend time and space really easily, but there's a practical approach to it, because you have to use the masculine to help you with it, because the masculine is divinely designed to support the feminine and to serve the feminine. So you have to start in your feminine energy. So it's what's the experience that I want to have in this time block? I want to experience flow. I want to experience expansion. I want to connect with infinite intelligence, like whatever that is. I want the download. I want the download in this next hour to get this outcome. So that's where you need to start. And whatever you need to do to get in your feminine, fastest way for me to get into my feminine is music and moving my hips and moving my shoulders. Like, that is the fastest way for me to get in my feminine. And then I'll sit down, and now the masculine is there to support the feminine. Here's my time block. This is what I'm focused on. And then that's all I focus on. I don't go look at the clock. I don't go check my email. I don't go onto Facebook and see if my clients need me. Like this is what I'm focused on. This is the experience I must have through it. And let's see where we go.
I love that.
Oh, and you do it every single time. You bend it. You bend time. You get that task done so much faster. You're focused. You are energized. It's not feeling like you're slogging up a mountain with a boulder on your back. Like it's just like, boom, it's done.
I love that example, because in the last several episodes, we've been talking about this idea of feminine energy, and I keep trying to ground it for people because I think there's so many misconceptions.
Yes.
And what you just described right there is parallel to like a feminine sales approach. So what I heard from you in the masculine world would have been taught like time blocking. Set your intention, block your time, get shit done. That's what the masculine would call that, I think. But that like pouring that feminine essence on top of this idea of time blocking and saying that you're going to play with the energies at hand. You're going to be the person who says, I'm going to get support from my masculine. I'm going to call in what I want. Like, it's nuanced, but I want people to like try that on for themselves, because the same thing is true when we talk about sales. The masculine way is to do the emotional sales script, handle objections, make them feel it, and then convince them that your option is the solution to their quote unquote bleeding neck. Okay. That's the masculine approach to sales. Feminine approach to sales, still very much, you have to like understand what's really going on with them. You have to ask them some questions about their problems and their vision, but it comes from a different energy. Like it's so nuanced, and until you embody it or experience it, I think it's kind of confusing to hear you say that time bending is different than, you know, time blocking. So can you give us some examples of the difference, or like how we really ground this, that like, we're not just talking about doing the same old thing, but having your fairy princess outfit on. We're talking about the way that we show up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So time blocking is completely different from time bending because of your intention. I have to get this done. Let's just push through. Do you feel how heavy that energy is? You can't, when you're just like looking at this problem, all you want to do is shove it out of the way and you got 25 minutes to do it. Then you like, I call it gird up your loins, girls, and let's just get this thing done. And you don't feel anything but tired at the end, maybe a little bit relieved, like, okay, good, that's over. But you have to understand the energy that you're in is the energy that you've infused that entire activity with. And so if you have to bang out copy and you're just like, oh my gosh, I hate this so much, that's exactly the energy that you're putting into the copy that you're trying to change lives with. So then if you're like, why doesn't anybody click on my email, or why doesn't anybody click on my link? It's because you put in all of this like energy into it. And so it's nuanced, except it really isn't. It's a completely different experience. So yeah, to your point, you're not just going to put on your tool and have your wand and then just like expect to get in masculine, because you won't. But when you have the intention of the experience that you want to have and the experience to get to the outcome that you desire. And do you know what? I don't call them my fairies, but I definitely call them my angels. I'm like, okay, if I have to stand here for an hour with taxes. All right, tax angels, I need you to send me to the documents that I need. Help me find them quickly, because I am not available to searching for this thing for 48 minutes. So just show me the website that I need, or whoever I need to ask, and they can send it to me. And every single time it is delivered to me.
Playing with your resources. Like that's a whole delegating thing. Like
it is.
Give it up.
It is. Yeah. And play energy. The energy of play is feminine energy. So get playful with it. The moment work feels heavy to me, I know that I'm in an ineffective energy, and I'm not going to, one, have the experience I desire. Two, am I going to have the results I desire? So I set it down. Like, I don't know if you have this experience with podcasts, Hannah, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to write and record 4 podcasts today. I don't even know what to talk about, you know? And so if I go at it in that kind of energy, then it's heavy and it's awful. And I feel like I have to reach into my soul and rip a piece of my soul out and put it out on the paper and then record it. And who wants that? Nobody. So I'm like, all right, the ideas have to come to me. You must come to me, but I have to be in the right receiving mode in order for those ideas to come. And so it's, what do I want to experience? And how am I going to play with this? Am I going to flirt with my work? That is also feminine. Let's get flirty. And flirty is nothing more than enjoying yourself and your body, enjoying whatever it is that you're doing. You're not really caring about anybody else, what's going on, but like flirting makes you radiant. And so when you're radiant and you're looking at whatever your task is in this period of time, and you're just like, let's just play. Let's just see where this goes.
Playing the game. I love that. Yeah. And that into everything, right?
Yes.
Those daily tasks. That's
yes.
Super powerful. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, like ripping off a piece of my soul and use that, whether it feels heavy, like Allison is talking about, or you have that gut punch, or you just don't have energy at all for something. Use that as your sign or your cue from the universe that you need to find a different path to that. Like if it's heavy and hard, set it down, find an alternate route, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ground this in a little bit more. What's the easiest, fastest, most pleasurable way to get this done? Easy. Because here's the thing, buttercups, like there are parts of business that aren't super fun. Writing an SOP is not a whole lot of fun when you start. So what's the easiest, fastest, most pleasurable way to this outcome? And then that's what you're saying you're available to experience. And then the ideas will come.
Mm-hmm.
Just like slogging through to get this thing done does not open you up to receiving the experience that you want along the way.
Yeah. And you know, shameless plug, like Allison said, if you start asking those questions of like, what's an easy way to do this? Who could help me with this? You know, if copywriting and content creation is your heavy thing, you know where to find us. That's the heavy and hard we take from coaches, because honestly, I saw this happening, that they were stuck in that heavy, hard, trying to effort when it came to being a marketer. And all these coaches I was working with were burning out. And I was like, if I did that for you, what would that mean for your business? And then the ideas come. It's like so powerful when you take those heavy and hard things off of your plate, what you allow yourself to receive, what you create space for. So mm-hmm. Allison, I know you mentioned earlier, like finding those people who are where you want to be and asking them questions. And this is something you do, right? So what are the ways that people could continue to get your knowledge, wisdom, and mentorship on their journey to their prosperity? What are the ways to get support from you?
Well, probably the best way is to sign up for one of my free workshops. And we've got one coming up here in not too long. It's at prosperityapproach.com/challenge. And this is where we're going to spend a week together. And I do live coaching. I talk about the energetics of the feminine and the masculine and the distinctions between the two. So you're super clear on that. We have a whole day where we spend on money, because you have to understand how money actually works on a spiritual and energetic and feminine level. So we'll actually serve you. And then we dive into living in the right state of mind, no matter what is going on. So hopefully by now, you know that I'm allergic to fluff. So these are heavy content days, huge value days that we spend. You get your very own implementation coach, because as you know, Hannah, information will not lead to transformation. Implementation is what leads to transformation. So you have your very own implementation coach throughout the whole week that we're together. You'll get your own playbook so you can get things grounded in, because I don't want you leaving going like, oh, gee, that was really fun. Like, I want to transform you. So that's going to be the fastest way to do that. And you can get to know me better and my whole style. It's pretty much what you see or what you're hearing right now is my style. But yeah, I mean, if you want to get a taste of me and what we do, the best way to do that is to sign up for our next workshop. It's called Great. Success Without Struggle.
Success Without Struggle. And they can grab that over at, was it Prosperity or is it Allison? Is it your website?
You can go to my website because we've got it up there as well. Or you can go to prosperityapproach.com/challenge. That's going to hook you up with all the freebies, the resources, the playbook, your coach, everything you need.
Awesome. Prosperityapproach.com. We'll make sure that we get links to all of that so that folks can really, like you said, take action on this. It's one thing to listen and feel good and appreciate the cliches that we're coffee chatting about. But when you start to ground it, when you start to implement, like, I think that's a perfect intention to move forward with today. Like, is there a time a stretch of time today that you can set the intention and call on the resources and just start to play with your time and productivity. Because I definitely am seeing the results of not even knowing I was doing that, but starting to lead with the feminine, like you teach and embody. So thank you for being here, Allison. Listeners, I will be here next week with you and another inspiring guest that will help you make your dream life and business your real life. Oh. And don't forget to hop on over to dreamlifeisreallife.com/show for specific goodies that we talked about today and access to continue the conversation with these guests as well as myself. I cannot wait to see what you create. Until next time.